Nathan Segura, Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you can stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with all the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit clevelandbrowns.com, where you can get Carucci's call. You can all get the great work from Vic. You can also get the Cleveland Browns Daily Wrap from our own Carly McCord. Great writing from Matt Florjancic, the staff writer, as well. And you can get all that great content on the mobile app as well. So download that. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns.
We got to give Lauren Whitaker a shout out, too. She does a tremendous job of keeping all this stuff straight. She is a one-man band.
She's like the gatekeeper.
She is the gatekeeper.
Gozer the Gozerian.
I like that. Yeah, but she does a phenomenal job of that. Got to take you inside the locker room today, and let's do that today with our own Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com, sitting down with Fozzie Whitaker. Take it away, Jay.
Thanks, Vic. Fozzie, when you take a look back at Sunday's game, how challenging was the loss?
It was bad for us. We had an opportunity to play for something, and we just didn't show up as a team offensively. We struggled. We had some turnovers, special teams. We struggled. Defense played well, but as we know, it's the ultimate team game here. And so that's something that we got to work on, get back to work whenever we've already corrected the mistakes that we've looked at from the previous game. And the beauty about it is it's only one loss, and now we get the opportunity to make up for it this week.
Did you find it challenging getting into a rhythm on offense?
At times I felt like we had a good rhythm, and then at other times we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. And, since they're a good team, so we can't take that away from them. But at the same time, we did some things that hurt ourselves that, we could have had a better outcome in the game had we executed better.
What were some of the adjustments that you saw from this Bengals defensive unit that they were making as the game was going?
First off, they didn't play the runs the same way every time. Chris was able to gash him on a run. I was able to get like a 7-yard gain on a run. And after that, they really stepped up the way that they, attacked the run. And once we started getting down, then they knew that we would have to pass to try to get back into the game. And so they were able to play a little bit more off. But, initially we were able to get them on a couple of the runs, and then they were able just to adjust to it. And it put us in a bad situation where we had to kind of throw to try to get back into it.
Fozzie, moving forward, how important will it be for you guys to stay focused, because you got the 4-6 Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town on Sunday?
It's critical for us to stay focused, just because this is what football is all about, especially in the NFL and playing in this division. It's still a close race for a lot of teams, and so we're in the hunt. It's a great opportunity for us to still make our mark.
Fozzie, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much, and thank you, Fozzie Whitaker, for that breakdown. And again, we saw some changes in this running game, saw some involvement from Fozzie, saw a little more involvement from Chris Obanai. I think we're going forward, that has to be the formula to try to get this running game kick-started. It wasn't kick-started officially. We did see a nice breakout run by Obanai, but I think overall, Nathan, just what we talked about, those two guys have to be bigger components to it, and this team has to develop the ability. They tried to get running outside, hit the perimeter.
Well, they were bigger parts of it. If you were to look at the 83 offensive snaps run by the Cleveland Browns last week, Chris Obanai led the running backs with 48 of them. Second was Fozzie Whitaker at 23. Third was Willis McGahee, who got the start, played only 13 snaps in the game. So, yes, you are seeing a little bit of a trend in that direction, and I don't think it's a bad thing. After all, Fozzie, on his 4 carries, picked up 20 yards. That's 5 a pop. He also showed good hands out of the backfield, catching all 5 of his targets for 41 yards. That's a solid 8 yards a catch, 8 yards a target as a running back. So you got 60 total yards out of Fozzie Whitaker. That's the thing. You get 60 total yards out of Fozzie. You get, from Obanai at 99 total yards. The team ran the ball 19 times for 102 yards. It really was the best running performance the Browns have had all season long. Yeah. And again, these things in isolation all were building blocks that add up to a not even just a Cleveland Browns win. They should have added up to a lopsided Cleveland Browns win, but it just shows how important it is. And Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, hit on it. This is a team that can't have just one thing go well when two others do not. They cannot. This is a team that, frankly, is going to have a tough time winning when two out of three phases do well and one other does not. They need at least competence from all three phases. And then this week against the Cincinnati Bengals, they left a win on the field because they did not come through with execution. And some of it is minor details, allowing two punts to be blocked. Those are details that need to be cleaned up, should not happen. And unfortunately, they did, and that's why the Browns are sitting here at 4-6 as opposed to 5-5 playing for, you know, the new version of the biggest game for the Browns in 6 years.
It's definitely a fact of NFL life that you can cover mistakes if you have the right pieces in other places. If you have that dynamic quarterback, those dynamic receivers, that dominance on offense, and to go along with dominance on defense, which is probably a rare combination, but even if you're good and solid on defense and you're really dominant on offense, those are the band-aids that cover up the mistakes that are made in places like special teams. Now,
sure,
it's not what you want to strive for, but if you're going to have a situation like the Browns had Sunday, which was really an anomaly, you don't have two times, you rarely have one time when an opponent gets a hand on one of your punts. To have it happen twice in a game is the unthinkable, is the thing that you just never figure on. I know Chris Tabor and Sean Menega, the special teams coaches, always think about that stuff, always worry about that stuff, study tape with the idea that this is where these guys might try to overload and try to take advantage. They were shuffling some blockers around. The Quinton Groves injury definitely, you know, impacted here, but that can't be the excuse. Even if you know you're losing Quinton Groves, you've got to know before the week is over, because you had a long time to do this. You didn't lose Quinton Groves during the game. You had a week to figure out in practice who's going to handle punt protection and handle it well. And the guys that they had in there, or the combinations of people, including Barkevious Mingo, were sorely, woefully under-prepared to handle that.
Unfortunately, and that's the difference between winning and losing in the NFL, and winning and losing a big game on the road. Especially on the road, it becomes more important that you handle those minor details. The Browns, unfortunately, did not. That's why we're talking about that here on a Move On Tuesday. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, hour number two headed your way. We will have the great game, Sweeping the Nation, after further review at 2:15. Gerard Cherry joins us later in the hour. We're going to hear from Paul Kruger, Devon Bess, and also from you, 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. Or tweet the show at Browns_daily. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci will be back right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR. Like